Hello, hello, and welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast, where we interview business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, or anyone that brings influence to this world. In this episode, we have Michael Weaver. He is a coach of human potentiality. Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Exciting.
Me too, Mike. I got connected with you with David Octavio Gundel, which we had him on this podcast about a month or 2 months ago. How did you, how were you guys connected?
Well, I was doing a seminar actually out of Miami. So we do seminars. We speak about the mind, how it works, and how to really help people control the results that are coming into their life. And so we set out to do this event in Miami, this seminar in Miami, and we were at the practice round the day before the seminar, and that's actually where I first met David. And he kind of walks up to me, and it, surprisingly, I was the first person he walked up to. So for me, it was like, okay, who is this guy? And he was connected with Gary, which Gary was a guy that we used for our film production in one of our last events. And I never met David before then. So when David walked up to me, he's like, hey, I'm David. I'm here with Gary. And of course, I was like, okay, yeah, I love Gary. You know, it's awesome. And, you know, David was in a nice suit and everything. And so I'm like, okay, who is this guy? And we did our practice run. And he went ahead and he listened to us, and he was called to go to the seminar after, well, the very next day. So he went ahead and went, and he saw us at the seminar. He saw me speak. He saw me and my fiance speak. And from there, right before I spoke, actually, he actually prayed with me. And it was like kind of like a random moment, but he was like, hey, can I pray with you for a second? And I was like, yeah, of course. So we prayed, and somebody actually caught a good snapshot of us praying together. And right after the event, he comes up to me and he's like, hey, man, you know, you did absolutely amazing. You know, everything stood out for me. Can I take you to lunch tomorrow? And so, of course, I'm like, wow, okay. You know, I don't really know who he is or anything like that. And so, of course, I say, yeah, you know, we can go to lunch. And from there, he kind of told me a little bit about his story, and, you know, he sent me some links to look up, and I saw him, and I was like, wow, okay, this is nice. So we went to lunch and everything, and then from there, you know, the rest is history. But that is actually how I met David.
Yeah, David is a very impactful person. I met him a few months ago with another client, and then I interviewed him and brought me to you. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I just turned 26 years old, June 24th. So I'm 26 years young. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And, you know, I was kind of raised in a disruptive household. So I was raised by my grandparents, but I started out with my mother and father. When I was younger, they split when I was younger, and I was kind of in that phase of like, well, why did they split? You know, as a young kid, you're kind of just wondering like, well, where's my mom? Where's my dad? And I didn't really understand any of that. So for me, I grew this attitude of just wanting to get into a lot of stuff, wanting to be the attention seeker. Because I lacked the love and the support from, you know, both my parents. So I kind of grew up with this class clown persona. And of course, that didn't get me anywhere. And it wasn't until I started to be raised by my grandparents where, you know, I actually got some structure in my life. And, you know, my grandfather, who is a business owner, and he retired from both of his jobs, and my grandmother also retired from her job as well. So they both had time to, you know, sit there and raise me. So they showed me kind of what it feels like to have a mother and a father figure. And so from there, you know, I picked up a lot of business habits from my grandfather, a lot of leadership habits from my grandfather. And, you know, throughout school, I still was this kind of disruptive class clown attention seeker because I never really confronted that when I was younger. So growing up, it kind of just led on to junior high. It kind of led on to high school, and I made a lot of bad decisions. And, you know, I did play sports because of my father. He was kind of, you know, living vicariously through me with the sports aspect of things, which was okay with me. I didn't really understand that. And so, you know, I went ahead and went to college for football. And I had a scholarship, went to a D2 college at Oklahoma Panhandle State. It's actually where I met my lovely fiance. And from there, made a few bad decisions, got kicked off the team. And, you know, then I was stuck with this self-image of like, OK, who are you? Right. And it was just like, OK, I'm not this class clown. I'm not this guy who's this attention seeker. So who are you? And I really had to define that for myself after college, after I kicked off the college team. And so I later moved back to Dallas, and we had an opportunity to start a business, which was something that I always wanted to do because, you know, my grandfather was a business owner himself. And so I always wanted to start a business. So we got an opportunity to start a business, and we had to move out to Michigan for about a year. So I did that, and that was my first business venture. And that's actually how I got started with entrepreneurship and just being in the business world. And that business actually failed terribly. And I was not forced, but I chose to move back to Dallas and really kind of figure out, okay, I do want to be an entrepreneur. I would like to start studying business in a different way, not from school, but, you know, just by starting businesses and things like that. And, you know, I went ahead and just did full-time entrepreneurship after I moved back. And from there, I got introduced to public speaking, which is something that I fell in love with because, you know, my fiance and I, we were in a phase where we just wanted more information. And the information led us to, you know, Bob Proctor, who kind of mentored us through that whole phase of like figuring out who I am as an individual. And once I finally figured that out, who I wanted to become, public speaking was a part of that. I wanted to teach other people how to find themselves, and I wanted to teach other people what they're capable of, because that's one of the most powerful things in everybody's life, is just your self-image and who it is that you're becoming every single day. And that was, you know, one of the biggest things I learned through the mentorship and just through information, was becoming somebody who you want to be and not somebody who your parents might want you to be or who your friends might want you to be. So, you know, I really fell in love with the public speaking aspect, and then, of course, full-time entrepreneurship. And so that's kind of, you know, what I do now. And so now we run seminars every single month, and we do big events every month where we're teaching people the same information. You know, how to believe in yourself, the concept of a self-image, and, you know, how to develop yourself and develop habits to get you the results that you truly want.
Wow. What a story, Michael, with your grandfather and then exploring entrepreneurship. That's something that is very inspiring. Tell us, how important has mentorship been for you and your life?
Oh, wow. That's been the biggest key in my life, was mentorship. Although I was studying personal development, you know, Earl Nightingale, Zig Ziglar, people like that, I was studying that because my grandfather, he gave me some of those books. He gave me the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And you know, just reading those things and actually looking into it, it didn't really change anything in my life. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people get to that point where, like, they start reading the books, they start listening to the podcast, start listening to the videos, but nothing really changes. And for me, you know, when I did take on mentorship, that's when my whole life changed. Because we were, I mean, you know, I I had two jobs, you know, and my fiance was pregnant with my first daughter. And I decided that, you know, I was working 75 hours every week. And it was, you get to that point where you're tired of being tired. And I got to that point. I was like, you know, I don't want to be at work all the time and to have my daughter, you know, grow up. And she's like, well, Mom, where's Dad today? And he's at work again. He has to work late, baby. Because my hours were crazy. I mean, I would wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning. I wouldn't get off until 10 p.m. And that was my time. So the times I came home, everybody was asleep. My daughter was asleep. My fiance was just about to go to sleep. So I didn't really have time to really develop that relationship with them. And so it got to a point where I was like, you know, forget this. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm going to do something with entrepreneurship. I'm going to do something with business. And that's when I quit my jobs with no backup plan, just because I knew I wanted more. So we were in that phase after I quit my jobs. We were in a hungry phase of like, okay, I want information. I need mentorship. I need information to take me to the next level. Because you hear it in the podcast, you hear it in the books, you know, you hear it from other successful people that mentorship will bridge the gap for you. So that's what we wanted. And every morning at 8 a.m., we would hop on a morning mentorship call with one of my friends, Kevin Torres. He has a morning call that he does. It's called Mornings with Nino. So we would hop on that every single morning, and he would teach the spiritual side of success. So for us, we were like, wow, this is different, because you're not necessarily working physically to get to that success. You're now doing internal work first so that you can do the physical work. And so we were taking notes every single day, every single day, every single day. And there was a guy who was partnered with Bob Proctor who appeared on one of his calls one morning, and he uplifted the entire call. I mean, Kevin was, you know, he was averaging about 400 people every morning. And after that call, okay, the guy that's partnered with Bob Proctor, he told him, he said, Kevin, you're no longer averaging 400 people. You're now averaging 1,000, 1,500 people every morning. And he said that. And the next day, Kevin started averaging 1,500 people. And it for me, it was like, wow, hold on. Who is this guy? I need to work with him. Like, whoa. What he just did was absolutely amazing. So my fiance actually reached out. We actually hopped on a call. He asked us a few questions. And we went ahead and put all our eggs in the basket. We just did it. And it was scary because I used everything that I had saved up. I used everything that I had. I was on unemployment at the time, and I was on food stamps at the time. And we used everything. Like, I didn't have money to pay rent the next month because I used it on the mentorship. And literally, within 30 to 45 days of studying new material and actually being mentored by somebody and help and guided, I was able to take my income from being unemployed to well over five figures within 40 days. And so for us, that changed everything in our life, because I had never been in a position to even make that type of money. Like, yeah, I had a good job, but never had I had more than five figures just in my bank account at one time. So for us, doing that within 30 days was just like, whoa, what just happened? Like, am I dreaming right now? And it was literally all because of the mentorship and information that literally changed my entire life. So, you know, I always say that everybody needs a mentor. Successful people have a mentor. Everybody has a mentor, you know, of some sort. Michael Jordan had a mentor. You know, nobody just did it on their own at the end of the day. So for us, it was very detrimental that we find a mentor very fast if we wanted things to really change in our life.
Incredible story, which you do mention that on your Instagram profile of 0 to 60K in like 30 days or so. So, wow. Really inspiring. You know, when you hit rock bottom, you know, there's no way more bottom you can get. The only way is back up, which is a quote that I got from someone else. I think maybe David. Tell us about your public speaking and what is your mission or what is your message you want to speak out when you speak in public?
Yeah, so public speaking for me, is something I fell in love with because I love helping people. I love helping people get to their next level or bringing out their full potential. I really feel like, you know, God put me on this earth as a vessel and he works through me. And I allow him to do so by just becoming a vessel of God, by making sure that I'm very connected. And when he does, I mean, people are moved to a point where they're emotionally impacted to make a change right now. And for me, that's what public speaking has led me to do. For the countless amounts of people that I've already helped and for the countless amounts of people that have already heard me speak. But my message that I want to leave with people is to not let lack of define your purpose in life. There's a lot of times where people might feel a lack of love. I felt a lack of support and a lack of love growing up, being that my two parents split up and my mom sacrificed everything for me to move with my grandparents to be raised. So for me, I came from absolutely nothing. And how did I get to this point now where I've developed this great self-image? And it's all just because of information. So for me, public speaking became something that I needed to do in order for God to really work through me. I have an amazing voice. I used to sing and I used to play in band. I used to play the saxophone. And, you know, it allowed me to develop this voice that resonates with people. So that when I speak, people really, they're listening to understand, and they're not just listening and information is just going in this ear and going out the other. And so my message that I want to leave with people is don't let lack of define your purpose in life, because you define your purpose in life. You think about exactly what you want. And because you're thinking about what it is that you want, now you start to attract the materials and the people that help you get exactly that. So for me, my biggest goal right now is to impact 1 million people with my message and with information, with me just speaking around the world, you know, speaking at conventions, speaking at seminars, speaking at events, speaking on Zoom calls, doing podcasts. That's how I really want to impact people, because that message alone is a very powerful message. And at some point in everybody's life, they've all felt a lack of. And the reason it could be the reason why you're not getting to that next level is because you haven't let go and you haven't forgiven what happened to you maybe a year ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, you know, and because you still hold on to that emotional baggage. Well, one thing I really learned was that the feeling is the secret. So if I'm holding on to emotional baggage that happened to me a year ago, maybe my ex broke up with me, maybe this person cheated on me, maybe my mom didn't give me the love, maybe my dad beat me, maybe, you know, maybe you had a rough childhood, maybe you weren't raised by your parents, maybe you were raised by foster parents and you don't know who your parents are. You know, at some point you got to let go of the emotional attachment that we've carried for so long so that we can go up, so that we can really get to that next level in our life. And that's something that I had to do. I had to realize that. I had to, you know, tell my mom and dad, sorry. I had to bring them together and tell them, look, this is how I felt when growing up. And it's not your fault, but this is how I felt. You know, so I want you to know, because I'm letting you know that I forgive you now, you know, and I'm no longer holding on to this. And, you know, from here, we can grow. We can have the relationship that we want, no matter what happened in the past. None of that even matters anymore. And that's how I was able to just let go and be free. I felt like a butterfly that just hatched out of a cocoon. You're just free. And so for a lot of people, they feel the same way. So I really want to impact people with that message. And that's what public speaking is for me.
Incredible. Incredible. And the part where, you know, where you can step out of that lack of mentality or that lack of circumstance and go into abundance, you know, anything's possible, you know, and just, you know, put an effort and perseverance, you know, to get over it. Michael, you provide some coaching services. Tell us about it. I know you mentioned about you are a coach for human potentiality. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So the coaching service that I do provide is it's a program. So it's a 6-month program that, you know, anybody can take. It doesn't matter if you're at a good point in your life. It doesn't matter if you're already making $1 million a month and you want to get to $10 million a month. Or it doesn't matter if you have no money and you want to get to some money. Or if it doesn't have to be about money. It could be about, you know, finding that spouse that you want. You know, maybe you've gone through a lot of trauma with just all your past relationships, and maybe every relationship you've been cheated on. And so it's to really help people understand that you become what you think about. You attract the things that are in your life, no matter if it's good or bad. It's only good or bad because of our perception. You know, the thinking of it is what makes it so. And so we really help people develop a mindset where they can go out and accomplish any goal that they have set for themselves. They can go out and do anything. If that's being in the penthouse, if that's owning the Rolls Royce, if that's, you know, living on an island, if that's finding a spouse, if that's $1 million a month, it doesn't matter what it is. If that's, I want to grow my business to this, and I'm here and I want to grow it to here. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, this information is worldwide. It's used with anything. So, you know, we do provide that coaching for people, where, you know, I will be the coach, and, you know, I'll help people on a one-on-one level go through their mental paradigms, go through these shifts that they have, so that they can get to that next level.
Incredible. Yeah. That's something that people need, that motivation. They need that push, you know, and it could take a few months to get trained up or to get focused. And, that's definitely a huge necessity for today. Michael, you mentioned a few books that you read when you were young. Tell me your top three, or maybe the number one book you recommend our viewers and listeners to read.
Absolutely. Well, one of the books, and this one, if people haven't read this, they need to go read this immediately. One of the books is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That is a must read. Another one I would say would be, throw a little Robert Kiyosaki in there if people really want to understand business. So I would say Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki. And the last book is a very spiritual book that has really opened my eyes and my spirituality, but it's called The I Am Discourses by Godfrey Ray King. So that first book, The I Am Discourses, there's 33 books in The I Am Discourses. The first book out of The I Am Discourses is called Unveiled Mysteries. Man. And that's by Godfrey Ray King.
Godfrey, yeah, which I think I heard about that book. Who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Ooh. My favorite entrepreneur would have to be David Emonitier.
Can you explain why?
Yes. David Emonitier has been such a pivotal leader in my life because he showed not just me, but he showed a lot of minorities what they're capable of doing if they just put their mind to it. And he also teaches and speaks publicly and teaches about the mind and how it works. And I love the way he's always dressed. He's always crisp. He always has some type of blazer with a nice pocket square. You know, he always has a nice cut, nice and clean, but he's always been like that. And just watching him when I first joined network marketing, watching him growing up was just like, wow, man, this guy is absolutely amazing. And then I met him. And, you know, that was it for me. I was like, wow, yeah, this is my rich dad. Like, this is my guy right here.
You brought up, sorry, go ahead. and finish that thought.
Yeah, no, he, you know, that's literally why I look up to him, is just because he showed a lot of entrepreneurs what's capable when you put the mind to it, when you believe in yourself. And right now he's actually the top African American network marketer in the world. So, you know, somebody of that nature. He's also friends with Bob Proctor, who I really look up to. And that's really who, you know, changed my life. So,
Michael, can you tell us what is the best way to reach you online? And also tell us about your Instagram, because it's a very influential Instagram account.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the best way to reach me is going to be through Instagram. And it's funny, I actually just launched my Instagram that was in April. So it's still very fresh. It's only been a few months. And, you know, I started out, I hired a manager to really run my account for me so that I didn't have to worry about, you know, doing everything myself. So I didn't have to worry about how to do the algorithm, how to do this, how to do that, replying to messages, comments, likes, things like that. And, my manager was running it for me for about the first few months, and then I went ahead and took over. And so my Instagram page is me. That's me branding myself as Dreamweaver. And my Instagram is actually dreamweaver.ii. So for anybody that would like to follow me, it's just at dreamweaver.ii. And on that page, I do a lot of videos and teaching people about the mind. I have a lot of posts, you know, that really opens people's eyes up to understand that they can become who they want to be. I have a lot of content on there, you know, some of the seminars that we've done, some of the events that we've done, and you also have some lifestyle posts on there where we've gotten a great opportunity to travel the world and just travel around with friends and family and live that kind of luxurious lifestyle. So, you know, but for the most part, it's to impact people in a way where when they hop on my page, they're impacted in a way where they can go ahead and make a change because of something that they saw, because of something that they resonated with on my page. So I make sure that I make posts every single day. And, you know, we're here to impact. So, you know, definitely follow me on Instagram. And if you would like my Facebook as well. Facebook is a little bit different. For Facebook, you have to actually type out my whole name. You know, so if you go on Facebook, my name is Michael Gary Weaver II. And so, of course, you have to type all of that out in the search bar. And that's actually how people will be able to get a hold of me. But Instagram is where I'm most active.
Michael Gary Weaver. Before we go, please give closing remarks and advice for future entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. So for all of my future entrepreneurs, you know, one thing that I will say is that when you start out and when you set out to do entrepreneurship full time, that's the thing, is that you have to go all in with whatever it is that you're doing. Don't sit here and make backup plans and expect the worst, because when you expect the worst, when you make these backup plans, you're now expecting to fail. Now, does it matter the percentages on how many people fail their businesses when they first start? It only matters how you're thinking, because again, what you think, you become. So if you only expect abundance in your business, if you only expect great things to happen in your business that you just started, or maybe you've been doing it, then you will only attract great things in your business. And the same goes with the opposite. So whenever you start that business as an entrepreneur, go all in now. Don't wait. There will never be a perfect time. There will never be a perfect place. The perfect time is now. Now is the only moment that we have to create our future. We can't create our future looking back on the past. And maybe you've started business, multiple businesses, and they've all failed. You can't create a successful business by looking back at the past. And you can't create your future by focusing on the future. You have to focus on the now, and you have to build your future in the now. So whenever you are an entrepreneur, whenever you're becoming an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you want that end goal to be, State that you're that now. Believe that you're that now. Believe bigger, faster, and your results will become bigger, faster.
The time is now. Michael Weaver, I appreciate you coming on to the Sleon Productions podcast.
Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate you.